battleground states. In Pennsylvania today, a judge is holding a hearing on that bid to shut down Elon Musk's million-dollar-a-day sweepstakes in the battlegrounds. Musk is supposed to be there in court, as lawyers have not said if he will show up. This is ABC News. Schools and businesses closed in Taiwan today, with the island being pummeled by a powerful typhoon, thousands of people forced into shelters. A traffic stop turning into a gunfight on New York's Long Island. ABC's Phil Tate in West Hempstead, where a New York state trooper was shot.
The state trooper was struck in his leg and is listed in stable condition. Now, law enforcement says a fellow trooper had provided some aid before he was rushed to the hospital.
Police say the suspect took off. Getting attacked by a shark once might be enough to convince most people to stay out of the water, but not Cole Tashman. The Florida surfer was bitten 10 years ago, and now he's been attacked a second time. Turns out that's still not enough. He does admit when he does go back into the water, though.
First time's going to be really spooky. So I'm going to wait for some super clear water and a place I know there's no sharks.
A shark crunched both his feet, leaving him with injuries that needed two surgeries and nearly 100 stitches. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, and more civic media news today. When a new charter school opens up in Wisconsin, there is about a 50-50 chance that it closes within the first 5 years. Savannah Tomei Olson has more on that story.
One of the higher closure rates in the U.S. for charter schools. A new report from the Center for Charter School Accountability shows nationally 25% of them close within the first 5 years. Here in Wisconsin, it's over 45%. Charter schools get public funding, but are usually run by private entities. They're often billed as alternatives for families who want more options. But what do you do when that school you handpicked is set to close? Jenny Hofschulte of the Wisconsin Public Education Network.
That's 45% of those families put into a lurch and having to make pivots and new choices for their children.
She says traditional public schools are happy to welcome these kids back, but local districts often have to move really fast to place them. Wisconsin currently has more than 200 registered charter schools.
More civic media news to come at the bottom of the hour here on 98Q Country. And now a look at today's funeral notices.
Dorothy Boohager Wolf, age 98, surrounded by the love of her family, passed away peacefully and into eternal life on October 24th.
On Tuesday,
she is
Wisconsin
by her five children, Sherry Reichel of West Bend, by Sheila Bunny Pickler of Sun Prairie, by Kathy Schmidt of Sun Prairie, Sandy Kempf of Three Lakes, and Pat Boohager of Palmer, Alaska, further survived by 10 grandchildren and 23 great-grandchildren. Massive Christian burial will be held on Saturday, November 16th at 10:30 a.m. at the Most Precious Blood Catholic Church in Glidden. Visitation begins at 9 a.m. with burial after at the Catholic Cemetery. This has been the funeral notice for Dorothy Boohager Wolf, age 98. Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96, passed peacefully at home with her family surrounding her on October 27th. She is survived by her daughter Ellen Gerber Schleyer of Park Falls, by her brother John James Shepherd of Park Falls, further survived by three grandsons. And she is also survived by her nine great-grandchildren and five great-great-grandchildren, and by one niece. A celebration of life, love, and her dedication to service will be held at 1 p.m. on Monday, November 11th at Birch Street Funeral Service Chapel in Park Falls. Reverend Stephen Gentland will officiate. Visitation to be held from 12 noon until the hour of the service. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lita Jean Shepherd Gerber, age 96.
Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden, died on Monday, October 28th, at Marshfield Medical Center in Minocqua. She is survived by her son, Christopher Schultz, of Glidden, and by her brother, John Pankretz, of Glidden. Further survived by three nephews,
by two nieces and by her brother-in-law, and further survived by many other relatives and friends. Private interment will take place at the Mount Hope Cemetery in Glidden. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Cindy Sue Schultz, 72, of Glidden. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Services of Phillips and Prentice. The funeral notices are heard Monday through Friday at 7 and noon. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
The Packers shorthanded.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3, the Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On the local sports scene, it's tournament volleyball front and center tonight. Mercer hosting Prentice. The winner advances to the sectional final on Saturday against either Eau Claire Emanuel Lutheran or Prairie Farm. They also play tonight. We'll have the coaches, Coach Sheneman, Coach Murphy, on in the 9 o'clock hour this morning, and we'll have the game for you tonight from Mercer. Mercer and Prentice volleyball tonight right here on 98Q Country. We want to wish the best also to the Lakeland soccer team. They're in sectional semifinals in action today. Sports update brought to you by Wolf Farms.
Did you know that you could be eating pork raised right here in the Northwoods? Bacon, chops, sausage, and even ribs born and raised just over the hill from your backyard. I'm talking about Wolf Farms in Shanna Golden. They're raising pigs the American family way. No unnecessary chemicals, just sweat, elbow grease, and love for the work. Add it all together and you've got the best meat raised in the state. They're taking orders now on all of the above, plus whole or half hogs with local delivery. How do you spell perfect pork? W-U-L-F-F-A-R-M-S. Find Wolf Farms on Facebook or call them 715-663-1156.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
98Q Country.
Country past the city limit sign, where there's a honky-tonk near the county line. The joint starts jumping every night when the sun goes down. They got whiskey, women, music and smoke. It's where all the cowboy folk go to Biscuit Boogie. I got a good job, I work hard for my money. When it's quitting time, I hit the door running, I fire up my pickup truck and let the horses run. I go flying down that highway to that hideaway. Nation, what'll it be? I want a shot of that redhead yonder looking at me. The dance floor's hopping and it's hotter than the 4th of July. I see outlaws and laws, crooks and straights, all out making it shake, doing the boots, scoots, boogie.
Mysterious and spooky.
Ooh, werewolves plunder.
It's just the beasts under your bed.
Got a black magic woman.
And in black!
Bark at the moon.
Very, very frightening.
When the great pumpkin rises out of the pumpkin patch, we'll be here to see him.
My country station.
My country. All day long.
Hey, y'all, this is Drew Baldridge.
She's somebody's daughter. She's somebody's everything.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
All on live cowgirls. Never gonna settle on down, girl.
Thanks for cranking the country.
I just love it.
98Q Country.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. You better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London.
friend. Well, I saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the Werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Halloween. Is this holiday created by dentists, perhaps?
Give them more! More candy!
Happy Halloween.
98Q Country.
She got eyes that cut you like a knife, and her lips taste like sweet red wine, and her pretty legs go to heaven every time. She got a gentle way that puts me at ease, and when she walks in a room I can hardly breathe. Got a devastated smile like a grown man to his knees. She got one of it is, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. Been the type they would ever want to stay. Bring them home at night and they're gone the next day. But that all changed when she walked into my life. And people asking why it is, tell them I don't know. That just something about the woman makes my heart go haywire. She's gonna be my wife. She got one of them in it, it blows me away. Everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of it is, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. You got whatever it is. That's how I feel. Cause when she loves me, I'm on top of the world. Cause when she loves me, no, I can live forever. And when she loves me, I am untouchable. She got one of them idiots, it blows me away. She's everything I want to say to a woman, but I couldn't find the words to say. She got one of them idiots, I don't know what to do. Cause every time I try to tell her how I feel, it comes out, I love you. I do, you got whatever it is. Oh, you got whatever it is.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could've just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they'd sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. You're still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you?
you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of forever just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you doing right around with someone like me? I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and be. What's someone as beautiful as you doing waking up with someone like me? Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and be. I just had a little. For someone like me, I swear, girl, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
98Q Country, Thomas Rhett there with Beautiful As You, and I hope you have a great Halloween here on this Thursday, the 31st of October. Winter arrived yesterday, didn't it? We said it would. We were kind of hoping maybe Joel was wrong. He's been wrong before. He could be wrong. Possibly could be wrong. He wasn't wrong. Temperatures started out at 70 yesterday, and by the time we got to supper time, it was, where is my winter coat? And we're going to see temperatures and not be really too bad. I mean, we have a couple of colder days here. Halloween's not going to be good for being out and about. We're going to see some snow this afternoon. If you're north of Park Falls, they're talking 3 to 5 inches maybe of snow up in the far north part of Wisconsin. Us, probably 1 to 3. Kind of some blowing of some snow this afternoon. So trick-or-treating weather, not ideal for going door-to-door. All right, the Dodgers beat the Yankees in the World Series. Did you see any of that? 5-0, the Yankees were up. Dodgers came back and won it. I think the final was, what, 7-6 in that game? Good to see that the people of L.A. know how to celebrate a World Series by apparently looting and stuff like that. Here's what I think we should do, all right? You got to maybe this is a bit extreme, but it just doesn't seem to be much of a consequence for some of the people who do this stuff. It's just like if you make that decision, you know, your team wins a championship and you decide that's the time I'm going to celebrate by stealing everything from your business, I think we should have a special place. We haven't talked much about Nut Island lately, but I'm all for it. I'm all for it. Let's find an island somewhere. You want to make stupid decisions? Here's your stupid prize, and you can just go to this island, and we'll drop you some Lucky Charms every month or so, and then you can just, you know, live in your hut or figure it out. But just get away from us. I just don't understand the relationship between, oh, yay, we won a championship, go team, and I need a new 50-inch TV. I don't understand the, if your mind goes there, I don't know if there's anything that can come back from it. Getting back to the baseball part of it, the Dodgers, I was very excited to see them win that World Series. Maybe it's just because I didn't want to see the Yankees win the World Series. But the Dodgers are set up. I mean, if they continue to spend $300 zillion every year, they're set up to probably be a contender here for many years moving forward. It is that mix of Halloween and election time. So we, at the morning show, ponder this every year. What would it be like? What would it be like? Insert the glistening sound effect that I used to have many, many months ago. And then, what would it, imagine that glistening sound effect, the chimes. What would it be like if we combined Halloween and the election?
Snickers claims that it satisfies. But if that's true, why do we keep on eating and eating those fun-sized pieces, unable to stop?
I can't stop!
Isn't it time we had a candy bar that filled us up? This Halloween, vote for Butterfinger. Butterfinger. After just one bar, you're not looking for another one. You're looking for the dental floss. This message paid for by the candy that gets stuck in your teeth lobby.
Of course, and we all
Butterfinger equal says opportunity. That nobody's gonna lay a finger on it.
Yeah.
But parents steal their little kids' candy all the time.
They do.
Butterfinger.
When is Butterfinger going to tell the truth? Butterfinger, wrong for Halloween, wrong for your mouth. This message was paid for by the American Dental Association.
I like best about that is the Butterfinger character is very eerily close to the disgruntled Gray character of our app promo that we have. It's wonderful. I'm going to have to see if there's some kind of a cross-reference going on there. So there you have it. Whatever it is you're up to, we are ready at our house for our trick-or-treaters, but I don't think we're going to get many. We may have bite-sized Snicker bars in our house until Valentine's Day, and I really don't have a problem with that at all. What else is going on here? Some of the news stories. Did you see McDonald's still got E. coli issues? So the CDC has identified 15 new cases of E. coli linked to quarter pounders at McDonald's. I think we should just stop serving those for a while. Something to do with the onions, apparently, that are on those. So you may want to just maybe something else on the menu there. The Menendez brother, did you see this? Lyle and Eric, way back, it's a long time ago, back, what, 20, 25 years ago, the brothers went to prison for killing their parents. I just watched a documentary on this, in fact, last night, about their story. And it looks like they may be free. They may be free before Thanksgiving. The prosecutors have come forward and said, I think they've served enough time. And it's I don't want to say a controversial case, but they're, the father of that family was abusive. And the two brothers killed the dad and the mom. And they've been in prison for a long time, but apparently now they could go free, they say, in the next few weeks here. We've got volleyball. We're going to talk Mercer and Prentice with the coaches at 9 o'clock, and then the game coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock. I want to congratulate Gary Valancourt, his wife Priscilla. They won the Backyard Barbecue last night at the Lanes. Thanks to Mike and the crew there for hosting us. It was fun. Everybody got to spin the wheel. We defied the odds. I think there was 12 spots on the wheel, and there was one spot that would have qualified you for the grill. So we had 48 people spin the wheel. 9 of them hit the hit the spot. That's 1 in 5 or 6. We defied the odds, and out of those 9, we redrew. And I believe Mr. Klimowski had the first spin, and he tried the old Bob Barker's thing where you just go once around and nail the dollar, you know, on the wheel. And it worked for him the first time, but the second time John had a few too many Wheaties for breakfast. It pegged just a little bit past, and then Gary stepped up and nailed it, and he is our grand prize winner. So thank you to everybody for showing up. Everybody won something. Always nice to see some of our listeners in person, and likewise, I'm sure. So thank you for making the Backyard Barbecue a lot of fun again here this year. We are going to do a little bit of news. We'll get you updated with what's going on at the Shawamigan schools. Kyle Cronin will join us in just a little bit, but ABC Now with our twice an hour news and sports.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A World Series win for the LA Dodgers leads to street celebrations and, yes, some looting in downtown Los Angeles. ABC's Chris Christie overhead in a helicopter watching it all unfold.
There have been a number of getaway vehicles waiting for the merchandise to walk out. They stuff the trunks, they get in the car, and they drive away. We've seen several cars do that. LAPD is aware of this.
And many more people were cheering than looting, though. The Dodgers beat the Yankees in New York last night in Game 5 of the series. Survivors of the worst natural disaster to hit Spain in generations awoke to scenes of devastation. Villages in the Valencia region wiped out by monstrous flash floods that claimed at least 95 lives. Election day almost upon us. Kamala Harris and Donald Trump continuing to hit the battleground states. In Pennsylvania today, a judge is holding a hearing on that bid to shut down Elon Musk's $1 million a day sweepstakes in the battlegrounds. Musk is supposed to be there in court. His lawyers have not said if he will show up. This is ABC News.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Volleyball tonight. Prentice and Mercer will play in Mercer sectional semifinal volleyball. We'll have it for you right here. The coaches will join us at 9 o'clock this morning. In some other news from around the state, Civic Media News, over a quarter of Wisconsin schools are seeking referendums this fall. With more on that, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
On Tuesday, Wisconsin voters in 121 school districts will be asked yes or no on referendum questions. Districts are seeking a total of over $4.2 billion from local taxpayers for operations and facility projects. State Superintendent Jill Underley says the number of referendums is proof that public education is underfunded in Wisconsin. In all four elections this year, school districts have asked for a total of nearly $6 billion. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
All right, Jimmy. And one of those, of course, is Butternut. We had Carolyn Pollitt on with us on Tuesday, and they are asking in the school district of Butternut for $1.2 million over 4 years, a total of $4.8 million for operating costs. There are some other area ones also, including Medford. The Medford school district is offering a referendum on the ballot on Tuesday. They're searching for $8.7 million on their referendum. So we'll have more on this story and other referendums from around the region in news throughout the day here on 98Q Country.
Looking to furnish your home with quality and style? Schwagman Home Furnishings, family-owned in downtown Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, has it all. From two-sided mattresses, futons, sectionals, and recliners to Amish and up-north style furniture. Visit today and find the perfect piece for every room.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Rev up your engines and save big at D&D Tire and Auto Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Attention first-time customers. Enjoy exclusive discounts, $25 off any repair or maintenance of $100 or more, $50 off with a $250 expenditure, and $100 off repairs $750 or more. And that's not all. Get complimentary fuel treatment with every oil change service while supplies last. Visit them on Highway 13 in Park Falls for worry-free fall-color drives. D&D Tire and Auto Center, your one-stop for savings and service.
Flo here from Progressive to tell you how you get more than great savings with us. You get customer service access through our mobile app, online chat, or by phone.
That's a lot of ways I can get in touch with you. I see what's going on here. You can't name favors, but I'm your number one customer.
Actually, we offer all our customers these ways to contact us.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you give just any customer your personal...
company.
...contact info.
Well, you did call us more than any other customer this year. So in that sense, you are our number one customer.
Get help from Progressive through the website, app, chat, or phone. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Sure, it's election season, but there are some things that all of us should still be able to agree on. Like this. Elections in Wisconsin should be decided by the citizens of Wisconsin. But our democracy is under threat from radical groups that are fighting to keep the door open for illegal immigrants and non-citizens voting. Your Republican state legislators passed an amendment that would make sure only citizens get to vote. but a network of radical groups and special interests are fighting against it. Groups that support mass amnesty for illegal immigrants, abolishing ICE and funding sanctuary cities, outright socialist, all working together to keep the door open to non-citizens voting in our elections. Wisconsin, we need to protect our elections. Vote yes on the referendum and support Republican candidates for state Senate and state assembly who are fighting to protect your vote. The Republican Party of Wisconsin paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
98 Q Country.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom at the vampire's feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Whoa.
The zombies were having fun.
In a shoot,
the party had just begun.
In a shoot,
the guests included Wolfman,
in a shoot,
Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Our little monster mash for you. And it's Halloween Thursday. Let's talk everything Shawamigan. Fun Halloween day at the schools all the time. Kyle Cronin, our district administrator for our Shawamigan schools. Good morning, Kyle.
Yeah, I know later on today our students in the elementaries have their parade of costumes going on.
Oh, yeah, the parade of costumes.
Always a lot of fun going on there with that. So,
yeah.
Certainly one of those days where it's great to be a kid and the teachers are thankful when the day is over.
Yeah. Yeah. It is fun, especially the young ones, though, to see them. A lot of excitement.
Yes, it is. It is. And it's the costumes are really creative.
Yeah.
So the couple of things going on here in the schools. Let's just get underway with it.
All right. By the way, last week Kyle had his like summer wear on. I think you might have had suntan lotion on last week when you were in here.
Now,
he's triple layered.
Yeah.
Triple layered this morning. All right.
So we're currently doing some recruiting for a second shift custodian, bus driver position. So those things going on. Middle school assistant wrestling, middle school assistant track, of course, substitute teachers, paraprofessionals, bus drivers, cooks. You can find information about our job postings on csdk12.net, csdk12.net. Our Leo Club Learn to Connect days, well, today is one of those, Halloween, and the Leo Club, which is an offshoot of the Lions, sponsor those days to help community members learn how to connect to their devices and things if they have any questions, and the kids work with them. And that is 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. again today, and that's at the high school.
Right.
Our winter sports seasons are about to begin, so hockey, girls basketball, wrestling, and boys basketball start in the next couple of weeks. So we just encourage parents and athletes to make sure the paperwork's filled out and the physicals are done. Those can be brought into the high school office. And speaking of athletics, big weekend this weekend coming up down in Wisconsin Rapids, the WIAA State Cross Country meet, and our girls team advanced to state. So good luck to our girls cross country runners as they'll compete on Saturday at noon. We've got end of the first quarter coming up tomorrow, which means on Monday we have an in-service day, no school for our students, and that's across all of our campuses. We've got Merriwood All-Conference Choir and Band students heading down to Stratford on Tuesday, November 5th. Our winter parent athlete meeting, going back to winter sports a little bit, parent athlete meeting is at 5:30 on November 6th in the auditorium. So again, Wednesday, November 6th in the auditorium at 5:30. Thursday, November 7th, parent teacher conferences in the high school, 4 to 7:30. And then on Monday, November 11th, we have our Veterans Day program in the high school gymnasium from 8:30 to about 9:30 a.m. That end time varies a little bit, but we're excited to host the community and pay tribute to our veterans for the service that they've given to our country. So a lot going on in the high school and on those campuses. There's a trunk or treat at the Glidden campus, the North campus today. From 5 to 6:30 p.m., a meal courtesy of one of the local churches is also being provided to that trunk or treat at the Glidden campus.
Nice.
In service again for the Glidden campus. There is a boys basketball game coming up on Thursday, October. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the Thursday, November 7th at Lock to Flambeau.
Middle school, yeah.
Yeah, middle school boys basketball starting. So. Mm-hmm. I'll have to check those dates, and we'll and talk about that next week. I've got a couple of conflicting things going on.
And I know the little Eagles are going at it this Saturday, too, at the school at 9 o'clock. So, basketball.
Yeah. So, and then our Park Falls Elementary School wants to thank B&B Insurance and State Farm Insurance for being the first two sponsors of our monthly Eagle Award program. They certainly appreciate that partnership with the community. One other event that I just want to mention coming up on Monday, November 4th. So again, that's an in-service day for us. But that evening at 5:30 p.m., Schwamigan School District is presenting a digital night. And that's a presentation focused on helping parents and guardians and students become smarter and safer online. The Price County Sheriff's Department is going to be sharing information that will focus on community concerns. Guidance counselors from our campuses will explain what device use does to brain development. Our IT department will share some monitoring apps that can help everyone. They will also be explaining how the school filter systems are set up on student devices. And the library department will have resources for those in attendance and share what students have been learning about digital presentation. The presentation is scheduled to take an hour. There will be an opportunity for Q&A if time permits. And the intent is to help parents navigate successfully with their students through the digital world that we live in. So,
good information to have, because we've come to the realization the last couple of years that all that time, all that face time can be damaging, especially to our kids. So we need to get educated on that. So, all right, Kyle.
Thank you, Joel.
Good luck on Halloween today. Yes. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. Oh, the parade of kids. I love that at our area schools. So good luck to all as you get your kids into that costume, whatever it may be, and you get them off to school here today.
This is Tom Tiffany. Wisconsin families are suffering because of Vice President Harris's open border policies. In Prairie du Chien, an illegal alien assaulted a mother. In Rusk County, a drunk driving illegal alien left three daughters without their father. Yet Democrats in Congress voted against deporting criminals like these. If you want to keep America safe and secure, then vote for Tom Tiffany. Paid for by Tiffany for Wisconsin.
Attention hunters, Bader Sports Center next to Pick and Save in Phillips, Wisconsin, is everything you need for the fall hunting season. Check out the 2024 Wicked Ridge and 10-point crossbows, including one that shoots up to 515 feet per second. With bear season open and deer season around the corner, stock up on wildlife research products like scents, deer corn, and apples coming soon. Grab a new or used shotgun for waterfowl and stay warm with stormy Cromer clothing. Visit Bader Sports Center on South Lake Avenue in Phillips for all your hunting, fishing, and sports gear needs.
Are you looking for a great place to have your holiday party or special event? Check out Lena's Northern Pines and Resort on beautiful Butternut Lake.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Get ready to taste the legend with Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce, Mark Johnson's recipe. In mild or spicy, it's perfect marinade or dip. Available at Fifield Grocery, Barnett Feed Store, Kayla's Kitchen, Bear Crossing, Bader Sports Center, Homespun, CT Deli. Bigfoot Barbecue, legendary flavor.
Northwoods Community Credit Union is a financial institution that has been helping families since 1953, offering competitive loan rates, mobile banking, online bill pay, remote deposit, savings incentives for your children. The list goes on. Hi, I'm Sally. That is some serious trust you have put in the hands of our experienced financial team since 1953. Today, I invite you to stop in and inquire about our services and put your financial needs in the hands of a trusted financial institution. So tomorrow, you will be at ease knowing Northwoods Community Credit Union in Park Falls and Ashland has put you, the member, first. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
Looking for top quality meats and more? Visit The Butcher and the Baker, just 1.5 miles up North River Road, past Palmquist Farms in Brantwood, Wisconsin. They offer a huge selection of beef, pork, chicken, fish, deli sandwiches, and frozen steak sandwiches. Don't miss their gift shop stocked with local treats, apparel, and more. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Sundays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Check out their bundle deals and wild game processing. Follow them on Facebook for special events.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It is going to be windy with heavy rain and a little snow mixing in by late today. We could end up with an inch, maybe more, of slushy snow by the time this all ends. Temperatures are going to drop too into the low 30s by late this afternoon. Most of the wind and snow and rain should end for the ghosts and goblins, but it will be chilly with trick-or-treat temps in the upper 20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
98Q Country.
She's more than just a pretty face in a late night bar, more than just a pair of tight jeans sitting in your car. She's more than a last call kiss or a one night stand. Remember, boy, you weren't the first to hold her hand. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up and moved away. She's somebody's whole world, she's somebody's baby. And if you don't treat her right, hers won't be the only heart you'll break in. She's somebody's daughter. Her daddy bought her her first car, taught her how to drive, scared her senior prom date under that porch light. Her mama wiped away the tears from my first heartbreak and said, honey, he ain't good enough for you anyway. She's somebody's daughter, she's somebody's everything. She's somebody's little girl, even if she's grown up. Somebody's daughter.
Can you hear me now? Rascal Flatts, Toby Keith, Martina McBride.
We play the best country music in town.
Play something country.
98Q Country.
Just about a mile off of 109, there's a little church sitting back in the pines. I promised that girl she was gonna be mine. I wouldn't be surprised.
surprised if she was standing there crying.
Country Classics brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls. ParkManorWI.com. And they're on Facebook, too. Hard to talk with a Nestle's Crunch Bar and a $100 bar. Yeah, they're all over the place. So happy Halloween to you and people. The most common question that people ask, of course, when Halloween comes is what? What time is trick-or-treating? Is it 4 to what? All right. If you're giving out candy, trick-or-treating time is whenever you turn your light on to whenever you shut it off. All right. And for those of you who are going out trick-or-treating, anytime after school till midnight, that pretty much works. I don't know. If you see the TV is out in the living room, go ahead and ring the doorbell. I got something for you. The news is next.
Run your car off the side of the road, get stuck in a ditch way out in the middle of nowhere. Get yourself in a bind, lose a shirt off your back. Need a floor, need a couch, need a bus fare. This is where the rubber meets the road. This is where the cream is gonna rise. This is what you really didn't know. This is where the truth don't lie. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything. Run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get there fast. Gotta stop and think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with a big old heart. You find out who your friends are. Everybody wants to slap your back, wants to shake your hand when you're up on top of that mountain. But let one of those rocks give way, then you slide back down, look up and see who's around then. This ain't where the road comes to an end. This ain't where the bandwagon stops.
This is just one of those times when a lot of folks jump off. You find out who your friends are. Somebody's gonna drop everything, run out and crank up their car. Hit the gas, get that fast, never stop to think what's in it for me. Or it's way too far. They just show on up with their big old heart. You find out who your friends are.